Aspas?
Morning.
Vote?
No, I was not.
Notice of the annual general meeting of council, Tuesday, 10th of December, in accordance with the local government meeting procedures, regulations 2015. Notice is hereby given that an annual general meeting of Central Highlands Council is scheduled to be held in the Council Chambers, Bothwell, on 10th of December 2024, commencing at 8:45, with the business of the meeting to be in accordance with the following agenda paper. General Manager Certification and Section 65.2 forbids Council from deciding any matter which requires the advice of a qualified person without considering that advice. Dated on the 5th day of December 2024, Stephen Mackey, Acting General Manager. We have the order of business. The meeting commenced at 8:45. Is that in? And then the audio recording. The Mayor advises the meeting and members of the public that council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website in accordance with council's policy 2017-50. The Mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of council meetings without prior approval being granted. Acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, Tasmanian Aboriginal people, past, present and future. The conduct of a council meeting. I won't do all that, I'll just read part of Central Highlands Council. Take safety seriously. We have a duty to ensure that we provide a safe workplace for our employees, councillors, contractors and members of the public whilst present at council workplaces. Present, we have Deputy Mayor Allwright, Councillor Miller, Councillor Archer, Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Bailey, Councillor Hall, Acting General Manager Stephen Mackey, DES Manager Graham Rogers, and we have our Finance Officer Z and Katrina taking the minutes.
Could you introduce this mayor to our finance guy, just in case?
I beg your pardon?
Would you mind introducing us around to our...
Oh, I'm sorry. Doesn't everyone know Z?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is there anyone that doesn't know Z? Oh, Councillor Archer.
Councillor Archer.
This is Councillor Archer, Z. I thought everyone knew him. Thank you. Obviously, there's no apologies. Declaration of pecuniary interest and conflict of interest by councillors and staff. Declaration of conflict of interest. The minutes, confirmation of the draft minutes of the annual general meeting, 12th of December 2023. Recommendation that the draft minutes of the annual general meeting of council held on Tuesday, 12th of December, be confirmed. You have an attachment of the minutes. And a mover, please, Councillor Honour. A seconder, Councillor Miller.
You can't. You weren't present. You weren't present.
You're an apology for the
president. You're an apology.
Yes. Oh, my yes. Apology. Seconder, please. Councillor Horton.
Thank you.
Yes. Any other comment on that, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Horton. No, ma'am.
Okay. I put the recommendation of all councillors. Moved by Councillor Honour. Seconded by Councillor Hall. All councillors. Any comments? Okay, that is carried. Unanimously. Annual report 2023-24. The Central Highlands Council annual report 2023-24 be received. Mover, Councillor, I'm not sure which one was Councillor Meacham. Councillor Honour. Any comment, Councillor Meacham?
So I want to speak to a couple of aspects of the report. I want to speak in particular in relation to your summary of capital spending. And I did an analysis and it throws up some surprising insights to where we put our efforts. See, don't look so worried. the following analysis doesn't take in the maintenance of the dirt roads, and I acknowledge that's pretty evenly spread, and I couldn't disaggregate that by district, but I did do the analysis district by district.
Excuse me, David, what patch is that on the report?
That's about page 14, I think.
Okay, thank you.
I also didn't, in this analysis, I didn't look at those aspects, or didn't include those aspects that are very specific to us as civic entities, such as the Akar Shed, re-roofing Hamilton office, and other properties. What I arrived at was a surprising insight in terms of the value delivered to individual ratepayers. And I'll start at the top. So this is what I looked at was dwellings, the spelling relative to the capital spending relative to the capital spending, to the number of, to the dwellings, and which very much parallels or correlates with the rate payers. Let me start at the bottom in terms of per rateable dwelling. I'll start at the bottom. Derwent Bridge, $0. Bronte, $0. Let's go up. Myena, $78. Let me go up again. Flintstone, Wilburville, $551. Ellendale, $685. We're getting warmer. Bothwell, $1,357. Ooze, $2,893. Hamilton, 21,298. Now that's like I had circulated this previously to a couple of colleagues. I think we can do better in terms of attention to some of the districts. We could do a lot better. I have a concern, of course, for Maine, but my biggest concern is Bronte. For anybody who's followed my digest articles about the livability of Central Highlands, the lack of attention there. I know if we go back, we had a children's playground there created in the last financial year, Derwent Bridge, the year before or the year prior to that. But those, they impact in terms of the attractiveness for visitors, but for locals, they don't actually add a lot of value.
Do you think it's related, sorry to interject, Mayor, to the structure of those towns, how they've basically been privately developed?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And this is why, you know, I've repeatedly pressed for extension of the town structure stuff through to those elements. It also speaks about, if you start looking at, if there's an inverse relationship to the growth rate of those towns, of those, not towns, but actually localities. I looked at the wider localities. So Bothwell's an obvious instance. Very heavily densely occupied around here. As a fellow councillor came back to me, and I appreciate this insight, he said he thought that it reflected not just the interests of councillors, but also senior staff. This capital spending is upon items that they see on a recurrent basis.
I disagree with that.
That's fine. I'm putting it out there. Going forward, we face huge challenges, especially in the next 10 years, in terms of renewable energy. And I favour more capital spending, especially Bothwell, because Bothwell's going to be the town that's going to service most of the developments that we have here now. Looking at those communities, and mine is a classic example. You know, tomorrow we're fronting up to the opening of the Maker's Shed and the greenhouse.
We need to talk about the annual report.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, that's my focus.
I do have another concern. Mayor, in your report, I think that you could have been much more inclusive in your language, in relation, you know, a bit more us, we, rather than I.
When it's me speaking, then it's me, it's I, me. Well, that's the point of that. We talked about that once before.
You take credit.
General Manager.
No, I was just saying we shouldn't be talking.
That's fine, Stephen.
All right, so moved by Councillor Meacham, second by Councillor Honour. Councillor Honour, do you have any comments? Okay. So, any other comments around the table? Councillor Archer, Councillor Allwright.
I mean, I think, you know, the issue of the report needs tidying up in terms of the language, the grammar, and I've looked at other councils, Glamorgan Spring Bay in particular, and when it talks about council, it refers to the collective council rather than the individual. I think to be inclusive would be a very good practice for us in terms of the way we draft these documents. So can I suggest that we establish a process where there's a review of your reports, and particularly this AGM one, where it's reviewed by council each year prior to going out for publication to fix the typos, to fix the language, and also to keep it transparent and inclusive.
I thought that happened. You had a copy of the report.
I'm actually not seeing that in the document.
Is that true? No. Did you have a copy of the report or not?
Yeah,
we've got it all.
Yeah. So therefore I would expect to those comments prior to today. The other thing is we can do what some councillors do, is get it professionally done. I work with someone to have it professionally done, but it will cost, of course. So there's that option as well, and I'm quite happy to go along with that. It'll save me a lot of headache, for sure. Councillor Archer, Councillor Allwright and Councillor Cassidy.
So, Councillor Archer covered pretty much what I want to say, but I actually intend to vote against it. I'll vote for it subject to some changes, which we do today. Are we allowed to do that?
I'm not sure, are we?
No.
I didn't think we were.
Well, we can do the typos.
The typos of the
inclusive language.
I think you'll find a lot of the typos have been fixed, haven't they?
Nothing's been changed within the mayor's report.
Can't do that. Can't change the mayor's report.
If that's what you're subject
to. The typos, yes. Yep.
The typos have been sorted.
Yes.
But just subject to some inclusive language rather than the I language.
It's the mayor's report.
It's my report. Councillor Cassidy.
Well, I would strongly suggest...
Thanks.
Whoever is the mayor going forward, I think before we come to this day where we're sitting and talking about the annual report, let's sit down and workshop the report so we know what goes into the report precisely, how it's going to be worded. You know, Madam Mayor, I just find it offensive to take credit for everything. You know, when we, you're just one vote around the table, and there's nine of us that contribute to the functioning of this municipality. You know, and another thing that really bites me, because I keep reading the same stuff in the Highland Digest, mayor's call, you know, you talk about true transparency. You know, that's verbosity at its worst. Why can't you just simply say transparency or say nothing at all? I mean, it's just like, why do you have to, you know, I don't know. I just feel really frustrated that I don't think this is professional enough. It's not good enough for us as a council. And I think we should take on board looking at other councils' AGMs. It doesn't have to be Hobart or Launceston, but somebody who's some council that's comparable to ours. And look at them, and let's sit down and massage the thing before it comes to this day. And I think that should apply for any mayor, whoever's mayor. You know, 10 years from now, this is what we should do. You know, so we produce professional results.
Thank you, Councillor Miller.
Yes, I agree, although Councillor Cassidy will probably fall off his chair, I do agree with him. Reading this report and reading the other reports, I've had comments with people saying, well, if the mayor's doing all this, what everybody else is doing. A classic is in the report, it says, I welcome new residents. We welcome new residents. It's just little things like that that kind of irk us, because we know that you work hard, but we work hard as well, and I think sometimes we get a bit.
I do not deny that at all, that you don't work hard. If I'm saying something, it's me speaking. You understand there's a small difference in between how we speak. If it's me saying something, then I wear it, whether it's good or bad. So other things, sometimes you'll see where I'll put council, so-and-so, this, that, and everything else. I'll put council or councillors. So, but the disappointing thing is you've had time to read this, and it's a shame you couldn't have come back to myself about this prior to the AGM. So from now on, and as I say, I'm more than happy to get some expertise helping, but it will cost.
We are the
experts. Can I just finish that, please, Mayor? I've looked over my computer and I did not get a report. I can't find it anywhere in my computer.
It's in the annual report.
It's in the what?
Annual report document.
Yeah, everyone should have.
Yes, by the time we got back and had a read of it. No, I'll leave it at that.
All right.
I'm just voicing my opinion that I think sometimes I get people that say, sorry, I've got to stand up, that if it sounds like you're doing everything and we're doing nothing. So that's not a criticism here. It's just
Okay. Well, with respect, as the mayor, it's up to me to be the leader, to speak, and that's it. So no more conversation. I'm putting the annual report recommendation moved by Councillor Meacham, second by Councillor Honour. Those in favour of that report, please raise your hand and I will record. So in favour of the report is, are you in favour, Councillor? All right, yes or no?
No, I said I wouldn't vote. Councillor
Archer?
No, ma'am.
Councillor Honour?
Yes.
Councillor Honour, yes. Councillor Meacham?
No.
Councillor Cassidy?
No.
Councillor Bailey?
No.
Councillor Hall?
No.
Obviously I am. So, Councillor Honour and myself.
I'm not.
Oh, Councillor Miller, did I mention you?
No, no.
You was at, not at the table, sorry.
No, sorry.
Was that a yes or a no?
No.
Okay, so Councillor Honour and myself. Alrighty, so I'll take advice from you, Acting General Manager. Where do we go with this from here on?
Well, the annual report, the motion's been lost.
So we've lost that, okay.
Can I foreshadow a motion then?
Too late, isn't it?
Or you could have done an amendment.
It's too late now.
Too late now, though.
Alright, so move on. Submissions received on the annual report. No submissions. Closure is at 9:05 and we move into our ordinary meeting of council.
Sorry.
In accordance with Local Government Meeting Regulations 2015, notice is hereby given that an ordinary meeting of the Central Highlands Council is scheduled to be held at the Council Chambers, Vauxhall, on the 10th of December 2024, commencing at 9 a.m, well, a tad late, with the business of the meeting to be in accordance with the following agenda papers. By Stephen Mackey, our Acting General Manager. Meeting commenced at 9:06. There's the audio recording disclaimer. The Mayor advised that the meeting and members of the public, the council meetings, not including closed sessions, are audio recorded and published on council's website in accordance with council's policy 2017-50. The Mayor also advises that members of the public are not permitted to make audio recordings of public, sorry, of council meetings without prior approval being granted. Acknowledgement of country. I acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Tasmanian Aboriginal people, past, present and future. Conduct of council meetings. Central Hotwood Council takes safety seriously. We have a duty to ensure that we provide a safe workplace for our employees, councillors, contractors and members of the public whilst present at council workplaces. Present is Deputy Mayor Allwright, Councillor Miller, Councillor Archer, Councillor Honour, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Bailey, Councillor Hall, Acting General Manager Stephen Mackey, the DES Manager Graham Rogers, our Finance Manager Cecilian.
He's just left.
Okay. And we have our Community Development Officer and Katrina taking the minutes.
Meacham is good.
Councillor Meacham has returned. Apologies, obviously none.
Yes, because
consideration of supplementary items to the agenda.
We have one supplementary item. Unfortunately, it was supposed to come to the November.
Could we have someone listen to the Acting General Manager, please?
It was supposed to come to the November meeting, but was missed, and unfortunately the same thing occurred for this. It's for a donation, so it complies to actually put it in as a supplementary.
Thank you. So could I have a mover to that, please? Councillor Honour, Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Honour, any comment?
No.
Councillor Cassidy, any comment?
No. I thought I had my hand raised first.
Councillors, any comment? No. I'll put the recommendation forward. Those in favour of the recommendation, hands raised, please. Is there anyone against that recommendation? Councillor Archer, I didn't see your hand.
Are we voting on this?
Yes. It's for a supplementary.
It's just to receive it as a supplementary.
Okay, that is carried. Declaration of pecuniary interest in conflict by councillors and staff. In accordance with Regulation 8.7 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2015, the chairperson requests councillors to indicate whether they or a close associate have or are likely to have a pecuniary interest, any pecuniary or pecuniary detriment or conflict of interest in any item of the agenda.
I've got two. One is the 4.3 with the hatch, because I'm part of their committee, and the other one is 15.4 with the Hall of Industry, because not only the Secretary, I'm the Vice President.
Okay, so
well,
that
hatch would be the Council delegate there. Yep.
Excuse me?
Sorry.
3.2 is declarations of conflict, so that would be where that fitted in.
I've also got one in the closed session. It's to do with the Australia Day Awards.
Okay. It's in the closed. Okay, any others? No. Minutes confirmation of draft ordinary minutes of the 15th of October. May I have a mover? Councillor Honour. Councillor Miller. Any comments, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Miller. Councillors. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. That is carried. Receival of draft of the Planning Committee meeting 12th of November. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Cassidy. Councillor Hall. Any comment, Councillor Cassidy?
No.
Councillor Hall?
No, ma'am.
Councillors? I'll put the recommendation up. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Please raise your hands.
What's the recommendation? I'm sorry.
Receiving the planning report.
4.2.
Kerry? Notification of workshops held. Nil. Future workshops, 12th of December, there will be a workshop held. 12th of December, 2024. Closure of the meeting to the public. Recommendation.
Oh, excuse me, sorry, Mayor. I've put an apology in for that one. I can't make that workshop.
Apology for the 12th?
Yes, please.
Okay, Councillor Miller, apology for the 12th of December workshop. Any other apologies coming in? Alrighty, thank you. Closure of the meeting to the public. Pursuant to Regulation 15.1 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulations 2015, Council by an absolute majority closed the meeting to the public to consider the following in close, which will be confirmation of minutes, 19th of November, the tender of a 1,000-acre lane, Australia Day Awards, employment contract. So we will now go into close.
Do we have to move or
move in second?
Councillor Honour was the mover. Councillor Miller is the seconder. And we now move into close.
No.
I'm sorry?
Put the motion.
Oh, okay. Those for that motion, raise your hands, please. Thank you. That is carried. All righty. Now we're going to close. Katrina's leaving. Good morning again, councillors. I reopen the meeting to the public at 10 a.m. Could we not have conversations when I'm trying to chair, please? Public release announcement. The chairperson announces pursuant to Regulation 15.8.9 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulation 2015 and having considered privacy and confidentiality issues, the Council authorised the release to the public of the following discussions, decisions, reports or documents related to the closed meeting. Do we read that again?
So it was... Just wait till Damien.
Damien, morning.
Morning.
Okay.
The public release, confirmation of minutes of the previous meeting was adopted. Andrew Walters was the successful tenderer. Australia Day Awards.
Noted.
For noting. An employment contract for noting.
Thank you, Stephen. Public question time, you would have read that we have Steve Laurie in the public gallery and Damien Vesta. Petitions, deputations, presentations, we have none.
Deputation, there is Nadine at 10:30.
Nadine's coming at 10:30, is it?
Yes.
10:30 for Nadine. Petitions, none. As I said, Nadine's coming for the deputation. Presentations, no, none. Notice of motions. 11.1, notice of motion from Councillor Cassidy. A mover for the recommendation.
Councillor Cassidy.
Councillor Cassidy. A seconder, Councillor Miller. Okay, do you have any comments, Councillor Cassidy?
Well, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. You may be aware that there was a rollover just recently here on the Pine Lakes Road, just outside of the town limit sign there. And, for the life of me, I can't see, how they could have rolled the vehicle. But it was someone I understand who had just gotten off the boat. I could drive in the four-wheel drive and rolled it four times. So, obviously there's a safety issue with the 100 kilometer per hour speed limit along that stretch. And I also, in the past, John Hall had facilitated and so forth getting the signage move for the Bothwell tip. I really feel it would be much safer if the speed limit was reduced past the Bothwell tip. on, and perhaps even past the gate where the public know beer is, where Will Bignall's place is. It's just, it's all just a matter of road safety, and we know that speed kills. It's been well advertised by Tasmania Police and the media and the Road Safety Advisory Council.
Thank you. Councillor Miller, as seconder, do you have any comments?
I'd just say that I agree with this. We've got it coming into Hamilton, so why not have it coming into Bothwell and going out of Bothwell?
Thank you. Any other councillors? Councillor Allwright?
I think, can I ask Councillor Cassidy questions? You're proposing to move the sign from the town boundary up to the public over here, or around there, because I think, Mr. Bignall would be happy that people weren't going 100 there while he's waiting to put sheep across the road.
100%.
And, but being a state growth road, I'm assuming that we can just lobby the government.
That's what I'm asking. Thanks, Sean.
Councillor Honor?
I don't see a need for it. The people involved in the accident, probably along Clooney Strait, they were doing 140 kilometres an hour. Another vehicle put an indicator on, it was turning off. They overtook that on the wrong side of the road. Mm. Yes, they come over on the boat, they had no sleep, no nothing. They should have pulled up and slept.
Thank you.
Fatigue was a lot of the cause for it.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
And it is 80 coming into Bothwell. And, 60 and then goes into 100.
Yeah, okay. Alright, well, without further ado, I will put the motion forward, the recommendation, which was moved by Councillor Cassidy, seconded by Councillor Miller. Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall. Those against, Councillor Honour and myself. So that is carried.
Thank you.
A notice of a motion by Councillor Hall and Meacham. The Council, as a matter of urgency, act to hasten the replacement of the water bridge. Wasn't this discussed last meeting?
Yes. This was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So I'm not sure why it's back on the table.
We have a notice of motion.
May I have a mover, please? It'll be Councillor.
Oh, do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
so a mover, please.
No, you go, John, then you've got a chance to sum up and if I can see. I mean, this is a
excuse
motion.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
I need a mover, please.
Okay. Sorry.
Councillor Hall. And a seconder? Councillor Meacham.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
All right, Councillor Hall.
So on Tuesday the 3rd, I think it was, we had a meeting.
Who's we, sorry?
Councillor Meacham.
Councillor Meacham, myself, Jen Butler was there, about a dozen ratepayers or landowners, a businessman from Watermana was there on the site to discuss the renewal or the rebuild of the Watermana Bridge. It was really interesting what they'd said and what their comments were. I was a little bit surprised with some of the comments that people said, that some people had went out for appointments with 200 mil of water over the bridge, over the ford, come back inaccessible. So they've had to turn around, go back through Myena, back around that way, back to Bashan. What they were saying about the old bridge that collapsed, is that it had been reduced to a 4-ton limit. So in terms, a Ford Ranger with a bale of silage on the back and one dog, and it's overloaded.
Thank you. As I say, this was discussed in the meeting before. The other thing is, one thing, who organised the meeting? Were all councillors made aware of the meeting? And yes. As the mayor, I was not. So I'm a little bit concerned about what's happening here.
Well, on the last meeting date, all the councillors were informed.
Yes, correct.
And the date and the time and who was coming.
Yes.
Now, I arranged as a ratepayer with Jen Butler for that appointment on that bridge. I was asked by ratepayers on that road.
Thank you. Okay, so it was moved by Councillor Hall, second by Councillor Meacham. I will put it forward for Councillor Laws. Any other councillors?
Any other comments?
Yeah, any other councillors' comments?
Hang on, John did the introduction.
Excuse me?
Yes. You can carry on, David. You were there.
Yeah, look, I mean, this is a case of responsiveness to local concerns. This was discussed at the previous meeting, ordinary meeting, wasn't it? And
it was.
To yourself, Mayor, and the invitation was made to all councillors.
Don't
yep. No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
It happened.
Yeah.
It's there. I've got grave concerns at the delays in relation to this. GMC, I believe there's initial some protected vegetation.
I'm hoping not.
Oh, I thought there was.
No. There's an investigation being done.
Oh,
yeah, in regards to works that they want to do up there, and in part of the process, they've got to determine whether there is.
Okay.
So, hopefully, they don't find anything. If they do, then
I've got loads of glyphosate.
Just a moment, because this has been Works and Services who is currently organising and addressing this. I think, in all fairness, we will let Jason speak to it.
Jason.
What about me? Jason.
I think there's a few things. I think the whole project of the bridge replacement, as we know, it's a declared structure and it's the responsibility of the department to for the replacement of the bridge. We, as council, we're technically the owner of the bridge. We contacted all the landowners back on the 30th of September to give them an update on what was going on, and an update came to council. The Ford, to the best of my knowledge, the Ford was installed many years ago by Guns Limited to cart timber out. So, technically speaking, who's the responsibility? The council, in goodwill, have taken over the Ford, I suppose, maintenance and looked after it in the past when it's flooded, and have repaired the approaches and the likes. So, like we said, Pitt and Sherry, the state government engaged Pitt and Sherry to undertake a hydraulic assessment of the Ford to come up with any options that may improve the hydraulic capacity of the Ford during the winter months on the construction of the bridge. And that information came to council, and that was on the data that they had provided, that, you know, it may reduce the days in flood from 40 down to 15 or 16 in a normal year. Yes, there's the issues that the culverts will block up, no difference than they do now. Would have to be, there'd have to be more maintenance from council to ensure that doesn't happen. And then we have gone out and got quotes for those works by some of council's preferred contractors, and they've come back in the vicinity of $160,000 to $200,000. Okay. We've also, with the general manager, put a letter out to the state government and Goldwyn to see if they're in a position to help support those works, and we're yet to receive a formal response from those two in relation to that. So a decision will probably not be made on whether or not those works will go ahead on, depending on what funding council may be able to receive for that. I know, and I've spoke to the department several times about this bridge. It's high on their radar. High on their radar. Everyone at the department is quite aware of this project in the department. It's a big project. It's a complicated project. Okay? It's going to take time. I mean, we know, you look at, and I can speak from myself on capital bridge replacement within council, we know that bridge replacement is coming up and it still takes 12 months to get it done. By the time we have methodology, design, tender, evaluation, availability of contractors and this. On the natural value assessment that was undertaken a couple of months ago, they did, there were some species of flora that were found within the footprint of where the new bridge is going to be constructed, okay? Unfortunately, they need to go out and reassess that. And the best time to reassess this is late December, early January, for when the flora is in flower. So the design has slowed a little bit because this could put huge implications on the design of the bridge, cost, you know, the alignment and the likes, okay? So that has slowed a little bit. Wait to see the next NVA assessment come back, all right? So when that comes back, then that'll determine, and hopefully we have that in the next few weeks. As it was stated before, the department, on behalf of council, we're going to put an application together for a bridge renewal program. Well, it's not the bridge renewal program. Sure. I can't think what it's called now, the acronym for it. SLRIP.
Safer Local Roads Infrastructure Program. SLRP.
That, yeah. So they're going to put an application together for that. They're assessed three or four times a year now. So Trench 2 closes at the end of January. I believe that the department's preferred option is to get the application submitted by the close of that one. This will still depend on the natural values assessment, how that's gone. So, and we don't have to have a full detailed design to put the application together. That's basically where we're at the moment. But I can assure you, and when the discussions I've had with the department, everyone in State Growth are really conscious about this project, and it's really high on the radar. And it's a very complicated project. It's a big bridge. Trying to put a barley bridge in, you're still going to have abutments in the middle. I don't even know if there's a barley bridge. I'm unsure, but I would surmise it's probably not even a barley bridge long enough for the job. I haven't had any. I sent information out to all the stakeholders affected, large landowners and Cattle Hill on that western side of the river. Back in the 30th of September, I've had one landowner who constantly rings up requesting information, which I keep him up to date. But yeah, until this NVA is done, I suppose we'll really tell how quick it's going to progress. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jason. Alrighty. Councillor Meacham is the seconder, and then Councillor Cassidy.
Thanks, Jason. That was an informative update. I wonder about whether there is an avenue, perhaps the dive is, to give a community update in relation to this.
So,
not just the council.
Good point, Councillor Meacham. And part of my last discussion with the bridge asset manager at DSG, I said I think it would be a good thing that we, because I'm not even sure who originally first put it out, but around here in the Bothwell Superstore, I noticed there was a pamphlet in relation to when the bridge collapsed.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm unsure who put that out, but that would maybe be a good thing. Yeah. Let's get that out to the local affected landowners, the community, and in an email that was received from him on the 4th of December, he said, also discussed recently, the department agrees that providing some additional updated communication to a local affected industry and landowners would be beneficial. They have discussed with this with their stakeholder and communications branch since me and him at last spoke, and hopefully we'll try and progress that prior to Christmas. Okay. Not sure if that will happen before Christmas, but I would assume that, you know, if I keep we need to keep that going and get that out there. And, you know, I'm also happy to send those landowners an email again after this NBA assessment comes back a second time to see where we're at.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I withdraw my glyphosate remark for you, a little horror on your face. I'm sorry.
Councillor Cassidy and then Laura.
Yeah, so I just looked back at my notes for the last council meeting. Item 11, notice of motion. I noted also that it was discussed at 10:29, and I've got five lines that I had noted there, and something about an amendment. But nowhere in there do I see any mention of the meeting time, date, and so forth. The question that I have. Maybe I was asleep for a moment, or my pen failed, I don't know. But the question that I have, this meeting, if I may ask the mayor, you say that you weren't there. May I ask the acting general manager, were you there? Or Jason, were you there?
I wasn't there.
So, no, but I was fully aware of the meeting.
So these are three principal people that I think that should have been there to meet with the minister. And if I was not aware of the meeting, not that I'm saying that I could have been there in any case, but I'm just saying that I think council, especially key players, should be involved in these significant meetings. And also, the bridge, you know, they say the squeaky wheel gets the grease, but you know, in a household budget, sometimes the squeaky wheel can't get the grease because you don't have money for it. You know, so we have to, you know, go through the process, get the grants, and so on and so forth. It all takes time. I don't think that we can, you know, pin this, or should we, you know, pin this on Jason. Jason's one of the hardest working people I know. So I think, you know, we just need to be patient and let the process work itself out.
Jason?
Just one more thing that council really need to keep in mind, I suppose, that with the study that was done on the current existing Ford to, you know, try and improve the conditions and the time that it may be in flood when the bridge is getting constructed. You know, at a cost of $160,000 to $200,000, which our preferred contractors took the time to go out and do this quoting and come back to council, quite willing, knowing that council may not go ahead with any work. So they've been kind enough to go out and do those quotes for us. And it's an estimate because, you know, there's no schedule or rates or anything can drawn up correctly. But, you know, considering what work we do on that Ford, when the new bridge is constructed, really, no other, there won't be any reason for any vehicles to use the Ford once the new bridge is being constructed, because oversized overmax vehicles, log trucks and cattle trucks and that can use the new bridge. Yeah. So really the only possible, you know, stakeholders that may use the concrete Ford in the future is for large, you know, renewable energy components that may be transported in the future,
which is highly possible.
Which is highly possible, and I have gone to Goldwyn and the state government, like I said, for if they're in a position to help contribute to maybe in the work too.
Yeah. All righty, well, here, councillor. All right, and then I'll put the recommendation up.
So, mostly irrespective of whether councillor knew or forgot, there's probably nothing meaningful council can actually do except grease smoke and squeaky wheel. I'd also be concerned if council had a mind to put some money into the Ford, that would slow down the bridge.
Thank you.
You can always, you know, put it to the Department of State Growth to come to a workshop and give an update, or if that's you know, something in the new year.
Yeah,
once this NBA assessment second time has been undertaken, maybe we can get them to come and have a chat if you council.
An update. Yep, that sounds very good. Our acting GM will note that.
But I can assure you that every time I spoke to them, I'm more than content that it's very high on the radar at the department.
Thanks very much, Jason. I know you've been involved all along and doing your very best. So the recommendation was moved by Councillor Hall, second by Councillor Meacham.
John, closing comments?
Closing comments, yes.
Excuse me, I am chairing. If you don't rush in, I will get in there, Councillor.
Councillor Hall. I am quite certain that I mentioned twice of the dates, and I reflect to this, David Meacham rung me up and said, would he mind turning up? Is that correct, David? And I've been transparent about this. I conduct this as a ratepayer, not a councillor. And I don't think I've stepped out of anybody's boundaries.
Councillor Meacham, as a seconder, do you have a comment?
I don't have a right.
No.
Okay. Councillor Honor.
No. The debate's closed.
The debate's closed. Sorry, Councillor Honor. I didn't notice your hand there earlier.
That's fine.
All righty. The recommendation was moved by Councillor Hall, second by Councillor Meacham. Those for the recommendation of Council as a matter of urgency, act to hasten the replacement of the bridge. Those for. I'll record those for. Councillor Allwright.
So we're only just moving and noting.
Well, yeah. May I continue? Those four is Councillor Allwright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall, and of course myself, so it's carried. Thanks, Jason, for that. 12, Council acting as a planning authority pursuant to Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993 and Council's statutory land use planning scheme. 13, ordinary Council meeting resume, not required. 14 is the monthly mayoral and elected members. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Honor and Miller, that Council notes the mayoral and elected members' activities. Any comments from Councillor Honor?
No.
Councillor Miller?
No. Oh, well, it was left off that I noticed both Councillor Bailey and myself about the Australia Day meeting.
Might have missed the deadline, did we?
Yeah. Oh, yours was on there, but
was it?
Yeah, but unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Myself
didn't, so that
you'd like that
added. Yes,
please.
Yep, okay. Alrighty, so, any other comments? Councillor Archer.
Here I've had a discussion with Mr. Byard, who made representations to Council about the vote round, and that will be continuing.
Thank you for that. Okie dokie. Recommendation moved by Councillor Honor, second by Councillor Miller. Those for the recommendation, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against the recommendation? That is carried. Mm-hmm. 15 is the operational matters arising. 15.1 is the health and wellbeing plan 2020 to 2025, the monthly progress report. The recommendation that health and wellbeing report be received. Councillor Honor, Councillor Miller. Councillor Honor, any comment?
No.
Councillor Miller, any comment?
Only that the Hatch collaboration with Hatch, I note that the mayor is up there too on Monday, that they had a barbecue Monday, and they've done a wonderful job and continue to help them establish an April House. That would be excellent. And for all those other councillors that attended, thank you very much.
Thank you. any other comments? Councillor Ora?
Can I ask Captain Cliff? Oh,
she's not here.
So it says liaison with new Ellendale Hall Committee, and then it's got discussion about the Capitol Hill funding.
shade structure at Hughes Rec Ground. Is that beyond our rec ground? That's all.
Is that a question for Kat?
Yeah, well, on page 20, just under where it says page 21 on the council agenda.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
They're two different.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we can pass it on to Kat. So the general manager will pass that on.
Yeah, it should be the old rec ground, I'm assuming.
Alrighty. Thank you. Alrighty then, if there's no comment from the mover, Councillor Honour.
No.
Seconder, Councillor Miller, you've made your comment.
Yep.
I'll put the recommendation forward that the health and wellbeing report be received. Please raise your hand in favour of that. Okay, all councillors, that's carried. 15.2 is a community.
Excuse me, Mayor, sorry to interrupt. I did say 15.2. I've missed 15.2. I think I should stay in this one too because it's got the grapes to hatch.
Rightio, you're saying 15.2, sure. You'll leave the room?
Yes, I will. I forgot about the 15.2.
That was 15.1.
Yeah, I said 15.1, but I meant 15.2. Can't read.
So 15, let me get this straight, 15.2.
And 15.4 are the two that I need to leave the room with.
Rightio.
Because the 15.2 is the health action to hatch with the use of the council hall. So thank I think you. I'd be best to leave.
Okay. So that we're on to 15.2 is the community request for usage of the youth hall. You have the recommendation in front of you. May I have a mover, Councillor Honour, Councillor Cassidy, Councillor Honour, any comment?
No.
Councillor Cassidy, any comment?
No, thank you.
We've got Graham. You have some input, Graham?
Number one there, where it says that the council grant Ooze Tennis Club the hire, and then down the background it says a request from the Ooze Table Tennis.
That's table tennis.
Is it table tennis or is it Ooze Tennis?
Table tennis.
So it needs to be added in there, does it?
Yeah, Ooze, that's a good pick
table
up.
Table tennis.
Thanks, Graham. Good pick up there. Table tennis. Okay, so the Councillor Honour move, Councillor Cassidy second. And you didn't have a comment, Councillor Cassidy?
No.
Councillor Laws? Councillor Allwright and Meacham?
So, I'm all in favour of using the hall, but I just feel that if they can continue using the Education Department, that gives a bit of leverage with the Education Department to, let's say, open it up for more public use. Or open it or consider alternative uses for the school. If we just walk away from it, I've got no issue with the tennis club moving down the hall. The hall needs some use.
So at the moment,
there is a bit of a catch.
We're just focusing on the recommendation at the moment. Councillor Meacham?
I had a conversation yesterday with the chairman, president, I think, of the table tennis club. I'm supportive of this. I thought 1 year was, it's probably pretty prohibitively short, but I can understand that there's options open for a facility that's otherwise radically underused. So I'm very supportive of it.
Very good. Okay.
If I can through the chair. When the hire agreement's done, I'd just like to have a look at it because the actual hall there is in the emergency meeting spot and that type of thing. So if it's, just have a look at that.
That needs to go through you, Graham. Thank you. Councillor Archer.
Yeah, Mayor, I note that the groups have agreed to work together. They'd like to see the table set up and sort of stuff. And I just concede that being fraught with danger. So I think we need to put a precondition on it, on the use that at the end of each event, should it be necessary for the other group that they have to put it away.
Be in that agreement.
That's right.
So we can handle that Graham as well, I reckon. Lucky Graham. Okay, so the recommendation moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Cassidy. Councillors have spoken. I now put the recommendation forward. Those in favour, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against that recommendation? Anyone against that recommendation? Thank you. That is carried. 15:43. Is Councillor Miller ready to come back in?
We better get up.
Councillor Cassidy, you moving that?
Yeah, sure.
Councillor, on a second.
Thank you.
So that's Festival of Magic. Is that a typo? Hobart World. Festival of Magic? Or Festival? The recommendation was moved by Councillor Cassidy, second by Councillor Honour. Those for the recommendation? Is there anyone against that recommendation? All right, that's carried. 15:4.
I should have stayed out.
Councillor.
I'll get the exercise tonight.
Never. Has declared conflict in this one. 15.4. It's the financial support for a Hall of Industry upgrade to Hamilton Showgrounds. Mover, please. Councillor Honour, seconder. Councillor Bailey. Councillor Honour, do you have any comments on this one?
No.
Councillor Bailey, do you have any comments as a seconder?
Not really, yeah.
Councillor Lewis, do you have any comments? Councillor, all right.
So, 2100, Councillor says, actually, Councillor assets anyway.
Councillor.
So, it's sort of, well, anyway, something we should do. But it's interesting, if I can say, Mayor, Acting General Manager's comments, because the, and I agree, there is a, the original plan was to pull it all down and just get a stainless steel or whatever. But I think you've hit the nail on the head by describing it as a sort of classic architectural piece of that era.
I would love to say that that's my wording.
There's someone. Someone's written it for you.
You have said it, then someone did.
The gentleman that sent the request through.
Put
it in his, so I pinched it.
Yeah, all right.
All righty.
Anyway, it was a good call because the original concept was to pull it all down and start fresh.
All righty. Graham, you have something to add to that before I put the recommendation in?
Well, being involved in a lot of the building work that we've done through the municipality over the years with some of these, I honestly believe that this is going to be a shortfall in dollars here. But the one thing that you probably really should be looking at is because of some of the facilities over that showground is this building probably needs to incorporate toilet facilities and that in it as well, and that probably hasn't been taken into the account. And this is why I'm probably saying, be aware that when it happens, you need to have a real good think about what needs to be in this building to suit down the track as well. The toilet facilities that are over there now are disgusting. They really are disgusting. So this is where it's planned for the future. If you're going to put a nice new building in, it probably needs the disability toilets and that type of thing incorporated into it.
These were the things we discussed with them when we're on site.
So be aware that the figure may blow out of it.
Yep.
Yes, I would think it would. Thank you. Okay. Could we have our hands for the Councillor Hall, then all right.
It's only just an error, Mayor. Typo on Hamilton. The Hall of Industry building at Hamilton, there's no N.
Yeah, I've got that, thank you. Councillor, all right?
No, I said my friend, I thought you were moving.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Bailey.
Yeah.
Councillor Honour, any comment on that one? Councillor
Bailey? No.
Councillor Bailey is not needing to comment, so I'll put it up for recommendation. Those in agreement with the recommendation, please raise your hands. Okie dokie. Councillor Bailey, are you in support?
Yeah.
I didn't see your hand.
Oh, I second it.
No.
You did?
Yes.
Still, you need to raise your hand.
That's right.
Okay, so that is carried.
Okay.
16, operational matters arising. 16.1.
We just need to get a councillor back in.
Is the Works and Services report for November 2024. Councillor Cassidy, are you moving that?
Yes, ma'am.
And Councillor on a second?
Yes, hopefully that'll be the last one.
And any comment, Councillor Cassidy?
No.
Councillor Honor is the seconder?
Yes, they've done excellent work, especially on the gravel roads with their potholing and everything.
Very good. Credit to Jason as Works and Services manager and his crew. Any other councillors for comment? Comments from councillors? Councillor Bailey?
Great job, Jason. All the roads.
Yes.
We've been through 90% of our gravel roads in the last month.
Thanks, Councillor Bailey. I'll pass it on to the staff.
Yes.
We do. We seem to get some very good comments about the roads, Jason. Thank you. Councillor Archer?
Yeah, just in regard to the theft of stuff at the Hamilton toilet, said Jason, is that an ongoing problem?
That's a bit of an ongoing issue throughout the municipality, Councillor Archer. Whether it's Bethune, Dunrobin, Hamilton, the damage. I mean, I'm not sure if you've seen the last month, we've even had road signs. It's a big one.
Mm.
Street blades, road signs through Hollow Tree Road have been cut off the posts of late.
Really?
Yeah, reported to police and that. The rubbish that's left at camping areas and campgrounds, dumped on the side of the road, tyres, it's just ongoing. Shower heads and taps is a big one.
Is it worth having rotating cameras in some of these sites?
You've got to be careful with toilet and shower facilities. It's very difficult to even utilise cameras unless you can 100%.
Having them.
We've got them at Hamilton, and that doesn't deter them. We've got the Legat ones that were installed there, and still not deter them.
Alrighty, so the Works and Services recommendation was moved by Councillor Cassidy, seconded by Councillor Honour. Votes for the recommendation, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against it? That is carried. Thank you, Mary. 16.2 is policy number 2015-39, grading of snow off council roads, recommendation that the policy policy number 2015-39. The adopted. Move it, please. Councillor Honour. Councillor Meacham. Councillor Honour, do you have any comment?
No.
Councillor Meacham?
Yeah, look, I do have a comment, and I moved for this to be considered at this meeting. I see the issue is not so much snow as ice. And just to background this, in meteorology there's an adage saying over 10:30 getting dirty, you know this, Robert. The Australian records for high pressure systems, the first, to my knowledge, the two records are 2020 at Launceston. Okay, so over 10:30 getting dirty, 2020 at Launceston, 10:44. This year, 10:42, I think it was at Sheffield. Now those coincided in 2020, that's a minus 19 on the central plateau. This year, we're talking about minus 13, 14, 15 over a succession of days. So these high pressure systems typically follow the snowfalls. And the issue for those who don't regularly live in a snow environment, oddly, the safest thing you can do is be the first vehicle down a road after a snowfall.
Mm.
And so what you do with 30 centimetres of snow is you then compress it to 3 centimetres of ice. And then over the days, as more and more people come and go, you try to adopt a track, you're laying more and more ice down. When you come to the roads in particular, there are at T intersections to the major roads, and going around off the top of my head, Watkins and Todd's Corner, Bannister and Todd's Corner, the first end of Jones Road, although the other end, people there have the option to go the other end of Jones Road. Both ends are Berry Drive.
So what you call it, Councillor,
please? Okay, Johnson Road, Robertson Road and Lockhill Drive. The effect is that when you're coming down, no matter how slow you are going, after 2 or 3 days of freezing conditions, you just slide and slide and slide. And you get to the main road and think, I hope to hell there's nobody coming the other way. It's like a ski jump. Right. Who reports? At some point, I'd like, if we can, get some depth about this too. I suggest that the criteria is far too tight. The present criteria is 30 centimetres of snow after 2 days. The amendment that I suggest is 30 centimetres of snow after 1 day and temperature not exceeding 8 degrees in that 24 hours. Because those are the conditions that set up these extremely hazardous... Now, I notice... And I understand you don't want to put council staff in jeopardy, but DSG managed to get grader drivers up there regularly to clear the main roads. Now, I'm asking for possibilities here. Yes. If there's an expansion where they attend to those treacherous T intersections, if there's some sort of, you know, method in terms of making sure that those roads are clear.
I will ask the Acting General Manager to address this.
Sure.
I thought that the one we were doing, because I'd send it through, was to be for 24 hours, not 48 hours.
Correct. I think that's a mistake in this item. It should be.
It should be 24.
We did agree to...
Yeah.
And General Manager had discussed it with me, so
48 minutes, 24 hours?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not 48, is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
And just on the whole process, I can elaborate a little bit, Councillor Meacham. So it's always been a difficult process for, you know, clearing the snow. Be mindful that we don't have a snow plough, we only have a grader. So this, what you're talking about, sliding...
Yeah.
That exactly happens to us when we're trying to clear the snow.
You understand it.
Oh, I understand it. Yeah. So, by removing it from 48 hours to 24 hours, probably helps us a little bit when we go there to remove the snow. You're correct, it's not as compacted as much after the vehicles have been on it. We cannot clear the snow from, so it's perfect, back to gravel. Because we remove the gravel from the road. So there's always some ice that's going to be left on the road. And be mindful, the other big problem is that when we come along with the grader, then you have a windrow of snow that's put along everyone's driveway. Every single person needs to then be able to clear their own driveway to get out onto the council's road.
Exactly.
In high snowfalls, as you're quite aware, that even the department, you know, they normally commence at Palatina turnoff and go through. Sometimes by the time they reach Minor, they've got to come back to Palatina turnoff and go again. So it's a difficult process, and that is the same with us. And the schedule of roads that we have on the list that council prioritised years ago, commencing at the ambulance station and then from the bottom roads right through, generally all the roads never... ever get graded because it's generally melted by the time we get there, and it takes, you know, it can take a week to go through that list. Who measures the snow? We don't have a dedicated person up there with, that states.
Yeah.
But I suppose as a manager, and Barry as the other supervisor, we generally know with the weather forecast if there's going to be a really good dumping of snow, then we're sort of ready to go. Okay. And in saying that, it doesn't prevent us from, you know, that this has just given us time to be able to get there, basically.
Mm.
You know, but there's a whole heap of factors that come into play when you're grading snow, and it's not perfect with the graders. The last grader council purchased, they went 6-wheel drive to try and help more in the snow period. But it's a difficult thing to do, and especially if you get a frost on top of it. As you know, without the cars travelling on it. So the frost is the big thing, and as you know, generally, a lot of times, you get a good dumping of snow, and Steve, you know the same, you get a frost straight after, and it goes to ice, and that makes it very difficult to move.
And while we're at it, I want to commend Councillor Honor, who has travelled that road in our school bus for 30-something years.
Well, that's the main road, not
so,
the council road.
Yeah, yeah, she also goes through the council road as well. So, yeah, that is good. I've got Councillor Cassidy and Archer waiting.
Yes, I would like a council to consider. Well, I was born and raised and lived in heavy snow environments. You often hear about the lake effect snow blowing off the Great Lakes there in the States. I lived in Niagara Falls near Buffalo. I mean, I remember those snow banks were very, very deep when I was a kid. But I also recall all of those years that I lived in the States and those environments that there were snow plows. So I was wondering, this has been an issue for us for many years, and it's a road safety issue again. So perhaps council ought to be considering purchasing a snow plow or retrofitting one of our dump trucks to put a proper plow on it and appropriate tires and chains and so forth. So yeah. I think that we ought to consider that. This way, you know, we don't leave the people up there and, you know, up in Maine and so forth, stranded.
Yep.
I mean, and that, if council ever decided to choose that path and go down that path, I mean, the best thing then would be, yeah, I mean, it's obviously a cost because you've got a dedicated vehicle that's only going to be used.
Staff,
huh? Used for what? Maybe, let's face it, how many days of the year?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the point.
Eight or nine days of the year. But you've purchased a vehicle, it needs to probably be situated up there. You have a dedicated person that you employ locally. Then you probably need a support vehicle as well to go around with them on those days.
I'd point to is that there's scope for better income in the years ahead.
Yep.
And this might be something we actively
can do. Can we at least investigate, maybe get some
prices? Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll do that, and it has been a discussion over the years, and the Acting General Manager will address that one. Councillor Archer, you had your hand up, is that correct?
I just wanted to talk to Jason about the treatments for the roads. I know that magnesium chloride is commonly used to last longer term than rock salt on roads for ice and stuff. I know with bridges and things, you spray them with magnesium chloride and you get several days of de-icing effectively. I'm wondering, and they used to spread dust from blue metal on the road between the Melbourne motorway, which is done by the state road.
Yeah.
Is that still undertaken, Jason, on those roads? And is that something council that might be able to do?
Well, I've never undertaken it, and I'm unsure on the products that they use, but I do know that state road do use a product still. But that's not, we're talking about snow or frost. You know, so snow's the thing that I think is the issue. So, I mean, that's not going to prevent the snowfalls. So what DSG do is they do a frost run.
Yes,
so exactly. They go through, I think, under their contract, when the temperature gets to a certain temperature that night, then they've got to be prepared to go through and put this over the road in the areas that the road generally, you know, they have trouble with black ice and frost and the likes. Right. So as for snow, I don't believe it would work. So
a right of reply, Councillor Honor?
Yeah, Stornoway do it at the moment. And it's a calcium spray. They do use it on, like, 2 inches of snow.
Okay.
It will melt it. But, yeah, mainly on the ice.
Okay.
Also, the work manager at Stornoway usually rings me about 5 o'clock in the morning to find out what the road's like.
Okay.
How much we've had. It's my niece, so.
Oh, very good.
That's fine.
Thanks, Bill.
But yeah, it's a calcium that they use. Doesn't always work, but works quite regularly on it.
Thank you for that. Alrighty, so the recommendation was moved by Councillor Honor, second by Councillor Meacham. And it's been discussed, both in favour of the recommendation. Is there anyone against that recommendation? Okay, that's carried. Thank you. 16.3, Silver Plains. this has come up over the years, many moons. The recommendation that council invite a representative in land fisheries to a workshop. So may I have a mover, Councillor Honour and Councillor Allwright. Councillor Honour, any comment?
No.
Councillor Allwright?
This looks complicated, so we should get I think the recommendation is on money.
I can inform council about some of the legalities, having been involved in a court case on donation.
Yeah, we've got to get both sides.
So I think we'll go with the recommendation at this moment. Moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Allwright. Councillor
Allwright.
Those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against that recommendation? Councillor Archer is against. Is that correct, Councillor Archer?
Yes.
Okay. Councillor Archer is against. So therefore, it goes through. It's carried. Seventeen operational matters arising. 17.1 is the monthly finance report. Recommendation, mover, Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour, second. Miller, Councillor, second. Councillor Honour. Councillor Miller, comment?
No.
Councillor Honour?
No.
Any councillors? Very good. Put the recommendation up. Move for Councillor Miller, second by Councillor Honour. Those for the recommendation, please raise your hands. Is there anyone against? That is carried. And their position is doing a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll pass that on through our acting GM. Pages and pages. 18 is operational matters arising. 18.1 is the do and catchment. Councillor Honour, I think you were the first with the hand, and Councillor Miller the second. Catchment report be received. Councillor Honour, any comments?
No, they're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you, Councillor Miller.
The only thing I would say that I've noticed on the bank of along River Street. It needs to be brush cut again. It's starting to get a bit long.
Rightio. Along the Platypus Walk, isn't it?
Yep. Between the Platypus Walk and the River Street. On the top.
There's an abatement.
Sorry?
A concerned abatement on the general manager.
Okay.
I've got 28 days.
Excuse me.
The Platypus Walk.
Up on the top.
Wasn't that grass cut not long ago?
Mm. Yeah, but it's been raining since then.
Okay, Councillor Cassidy then made
you. Yeah, I just wanted to point out that at the Bush Fest there was a couple of representatives there from the Derwent Keshent and quite pleasant and informative.
They did do a wonderful job. They usually go to Bush Fest. Councillor Meacham.
I'm just endorsing what Councillor Cassidy said. One of the things they write incredibly good reports. Mm-hmm. The other part, I also played a part in a funding application for the local area we control on the Central Plateau, and we're still waiting. Steve Lauren, who's in attendance, was party to that too, and I'm hopeful that we see some success.
Very good.
Good thing.
Thank you. Any other comments, councillors? Okay. Put the recommendation up. Vote for the recommendation. Is there anyone against it? That's carried. 19 operational matters. 19.1 development and environmental services. The report they received, please. Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Miller. Any comment, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Miller.
The only thing I want to ask, Graham, I've noticed that we've got one dangerous dog in the facility.
Correct.
Yeah. Is that because of the pit bull?
No.
No, okay. I thought the state government has put the pit bulls under.
The dangerous dog that we've got there, I don't want to say any names, no. But this dog was put on there and was unfortunate because it just nipped at some child that we didn't know what went on. So the dog was declared dangerous, but after 5 years of paying $1,000 a year, we removed the dog payment. Mm-hmm. Back down to a normal registration, but that dog must stay declared as a dangerous dog under the Act. But it's not a pit bull.
No, that's all right.
Well,
it's very onerous, isn't it? You don't want a dangerous dog, they can't charge a fortune, but a penance has to be in.
Through the chair, that's why Lynn, the GM, when she was here, we had that discussion, and that person had been penalised for 5 years paying $1,000 a year. And the dog breed definitely isn't a dangerous dog.
So. Yeah.
But it has to remain as that. They still have the signs up and all that.
It's the ankle biters that are
worse. Okay, yeah. Recommendation. I'll put that up. Those for the recommendation. Is there anyone against it? Carried. Thank you. 20 is operational matters. 20.1 is the policy and the manual handling policy. A mover, please. Councillor Honour. Councillor Miller. Any comment, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Miller?
No.
Councillors? Both in favour of the recommendation, raise your hands, please. Is there anyone against? Carried. 20.2 is the asbestos policy. Mover, please. Councillor Miller. Seconder, Councillor Honour. Comments, Councillor Miller?
I was a bit worried about this one. The simple reason that in the policy of 6.14, it says asbestos waste can only be disposed of at a site licensed by the EPA, and it must never be disposed of in general waste system, and it has been in the past with Hamilton. I was up there one time when, without saying the name of the person, but I knew them, they had disposed of some asbestos roofing. It was only wrapped in single wrap, the plastic was torn, I reported it, and nothing happened. So it's, to me, it's never to be allowed again. Covered it quickly, but if that's our policy, I don't know whether our tips are in general waste.
I'll hand this towards the DS manager for comment.
Thank you, through the chair. Yeah, Hamilton. Landfill, we are licensed and able to deal with that. We've got a license to actually deal with that. If somebody has unfortunately disposed of it without someone knowing, and I wouldn't say it's probably not the first time, that's a bit unfortunate. But if someone had seen who had done it, they should have reported that to the waste transfer person. We didn't hear about it, but it's just one of those unfortunate things. But we are licensed to deal with that, and if we do deal with that, it's arranged between Barry or Jason that it's done out of hours where the public aren't in the chip site, so it's normally on different days that we organise and it's taken up there and it's dealt with that very quality, the workers.
Can I confirm, though, that if it is... It needs to be triple wrapped or double wrapped?
Double wrapped.
Councillor Cassidy and Meacham.
Councillor Miller has closed debate.
Oh, she's closed.
No, I've not already opened it.
You then spoke a second time.
Oh, it is closed. Big fan, it's closed.
Okay.
So, those for the recommendation?
Well, crap.
Is there anyone against the recommendation?
Yeah, I would just...
All right, I'm going to take names. For the recommendation, please raise your hand.
For
the recommendation is Councillor Orride, Councillor Miller, Councillor Honour, Councillor Meacham, Councillor Archer, for, yes. Councillor Cassidy, for.
Yeah.
Please raise your hands, it's not hard to hold your hand up.
I'm sure it is.
This is really deficient.
Councillor Bailey, I beg your pardon.
Excuse me.
Councillor Hall, are you for or against?
You have my hand up, mate.
Got it up.
Okay. That is carried.
Excuse me,
mate.
I think the meeting procedure is falling in place.
Can I just please have a thought for me?
Not if it's about this that's been debated.
Suspend meeting procedures.
Could have done that, yes?
You could have done that. All right. We do need to go by meeting procedures, as you well know. What's the laugh? What's the comments, please? Chair.
The laugh is that we're waiting to speak.
Yeah, we're waiting to speak and we're overlooked.
Yeah.
I'll refer to what our Acting General Manager said. The debate is closed, correct?
The mover had spoken a second time.
I understand that.
And that's unfortunately the issue.
And that's the issue. Okay.
Then the chair could close that down, that comment, and make give the opportunity for the two other speakers to speak.
No one requested a standing order. 20.3, policy, donations and financial, which is not quite felt right, assistance. A mover for the recommendation, Councillor Honour. Seconder, please. Councillor Miller. Those for the recommendation, please raise your hands. Councillor Orright, Miller, Archer, Honour, Meacham, Cassidy, Bailey, Hall. Yep, carried. 20.4 is the policy for fire abatement. Mover, please. Councillor Honour. Seconder, Councillor Cassidy. Any comment, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Cassidy is the seconder. No. Councillors? No. Those in favour, please raise your hand. Is there anyone against? That is carried. 20.5, amendment to February 2025 council meeting date. Mover, please. Councillor Honour. Seconder. Councillor Meacham. Any comment, Councillor Honour?
No.
Councillor Meacham as the seconder?
No, I do note that we've also are probably going to do a community meeting with Ellendale around that time, but if that's up for discussion with the next
workshop, yeah.
Thank you.
Those for the recommendation, raise your hand.
We're changing the schedule had it down for the 18th, and this is to move it to the 11th, because Councillor Meacham would be away, so that was the reason.
Oh, but two of the councillors also out of me. Yeah, that was the primary reason, was the commitment to Hobart for two councillors.
Yes.
So sorry, I'm confused. Why are we changing the date?
Well, you'll be away.
Right.
Councillor Miller will be away.
Yeah.
And
so Councillor... the availability of councillors.
Yeah.
Very good.
Has to be held where? Still.
It's on the
February here.
The 11th of February, correct?
You were thinking. Are you here?
Yes.
So it's the 11th. It's as the recommendation states. It's just an amendment of the date.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Moved by Councillor Honour, second by Councillor Meacham. Those for the recommendation? Is there anyone against it? Alrighty. That's carried. Consideration of supplementary agenda items on the agenda. I think we had one.
We did community donation request. I think councillors have got a copy of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where was that one? What was the request there, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at that.
Recommendation, the council provide a donation of $250 to assist Cooper Smythe to attend the 2024 Australian All Schools Track and Field Championships. Councillor Honour moved it. Seconder, please. Seconder. Councillor Bailey. Those for the recommendation.
What you raise, Councillor Archer?
I know we thought we should have really dealt with the closed session, but we didn't.
No.
It's fine. We had it given to us in the closed, yeah.
The Acting General Manager said it's fine, so okay. Moved by Councillor Honour. Any comment, Councillor Honour?
No.
Second by Councillor Bailey. Okay. Those for the recommendation, please raise your hands. Anyone against? No, carried.
No, bring her in, and then we'll close the meeting.
Any other?
Nadine's coming in.
Oh. So do we go back to agenda item? What was that? The deputation.
Deputation. Yeah.
Morning, Nadine. How are you? You're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you for coming along. As we all know, Nadine's been very busy and she did a wonderful job this year at Bush Fest. It is growing and getting better and better over the time.
Thank you.
Over to you, Nadine.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for having me today. And as the Mayor has said, the Bush Fest this year, we exceeded all of our expectations from previous years, as well as what we were sort of almost anticipating for this year. So our gate sales, we call them gate sales even though it's a donation, they were up exponentially, and our gate numbers were excellent across both days. It was an interesting arrival because we had quite an influx of attendees on the Saturday morning, and then we actually thought that the Saturday morning's numbers would be much higher than Sunday, but Sunday's attendance seemed to be just very well spread throughout the day. So I cannot thank Jason and Barry and his team, all the girls here and all of the staff in the office here more. I can't do it without them.
Would you mind sharing with us how many people attended on Saturday and then Sunday for the recording? Maybe Damien would even be interested.
I actually don't have the numbers in front of me. I know that it's in my computer, but I wasn't sure if you wanted me to do a presentation like that. But we had, I'll have to double check on those so that I can give
the... Just over 4,000.
Across the both days.
Yeah
but unfortunately there was also a question as to whether or not that we captured all of them. Because one of the things that we do is we physically click as people come through the gate, and that's a big responsibility for somebody to be able to do, and also to be able to communicate with the people that are coming through who ask them questions and, you know, need advice and answers, etc. So based on our gate donations, we feel like our numbers were slightly higher than that as well.
I had a good time. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think the audio system or sound system needs to work on
this. Yeah, I completely agree with you on that one. Yes. Yeah.
Next year.
Sorry, Nadine. I just want to comment. I noticed that the wood chopping, every time you go past there, it was absolutely packed.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. And they did chainsaw racing at the end. I don't know if you were around still, but at the end of the day, and... I was really surprised by how many people actually were still on site at that time that really were engaged with the chainsaw racing. So I've been speaking to Sheila about let's not schedule that for the end, let's try and schedule that for the middle of the day. I spend a lot of the 2 days, once we're in delivery mode, I spent a lot of the 2 days writing notes for myself about how we can improve and expand, and I genuinely think so. Not only were our gate sales and also our attendees up, but we also, our storeholder numbers were up as well, and the revenue that we gained from the storeholders was actually up. But more importantly to me, and I know it is bottom line, but the feedback that we received from the storeholders, with most of them as they're driving out the gate saying, see you next year, which is, I think, a great testament to what they felt that they also got out of the event as well.
Can I please through here? Jason? Is this for Jason? The water pipes on the ground, any chance of being able to mark them? Because the CWA, when they pulled up their tent, we had a water valve.
Yeah.
You missed it by about...
my responsibility.
It was.
I marked the ones on the inside of the oval. I forgot about the one on the outside of the oval. So.
And we happened to be able to get it.
Yeah, happened to get it.
Sorry about that.
It's like Murphy's Law, though, don't you think?
Yeah. Councillor Archer and Cassidy.
Yeah. I think it'd be very helpful. We have a lot more space for the council tent itself, so people can come in and interact a bit more. It was great this time because the weather was good. I just know in the past people have tried to come in, and there's so much to fit in that little space that you nearly justify having twice the size tent next time.
Good
just
idea.
So people can come in, interact more, and give a bit of space for that.
Councillor Cassidy.
Yes, Medina, do you think that there's sufficient room to maybe have additional stall holders? Because I was speaking to somebody downtown, and they said they would be interested in coming up. So I can give you the name later.
100%. My own target is to fill... If you break up the oval into four corners, there's a corner that we've definitely got space to continue to expand into as well. I got a lot of really good feedback about the layout this year, and I think that it had a really nice flow to it, and we've definitely got great potential to expand and take on more stallholders. I would love for us to encourage more engagement from Bothwell business owners as well as Hamilton and other, further up into the Lakes area, because it's complimentary for anyone to join us that is from this postcode, and I think it shows that we're fully supportive of them, not only on just that weekend. I firmly believe that a festival should leave the town better than found it. So we're not just focusing on those 2 days. We're getting a lot of exponential benefit across the entire year.
Did we have, I can't remember, we didn't have any caravans and things like that this year, did we?
On display.
Yeah.
We had a little, we had a holiday, the gentleman that has started like a holiday van sort of business. I've tried really hard to get the RVs back, and we had one there sort of accidentally last year, and it was actually for sale, and they got a lot of foot traffic. But I think that a lot of my year is spent building relationships. And the other thing that we find, I get feedback on all the time is small businesses are really suffering from resource access. So it's not so much the finances, it's that they actually physically don't have people working for them enough to fill their Monday to Friday rosters, let alone their Saturday to Sunday or, outside of town. So I think, for every person I speak to, probably every second business is suffering from that. Even to the point where in the lead up to the festival, I had three late cancellations of attendees who were booked to come who actually didn't ask for refunds on their stall fees, and they were just not able to resource the weekend. And that was food, automotive, and retail. So it's across the board, and I don't know how we fix this. But one thing I do know is that we're building that confidence. That confidence for them. So I think that will actually help them say, okay, if we can't do anything at all on a weekend, we can't miss Bushfest. And that's what I want them to be saying each year.
Sorry, I'm kind of taking up your time here, but I keep getting ideas in the head. As you said, if you're from the area, you get a complimentary
stall, yes.
Would it be worth looking at each month or each town putting in a representation stall if we can? Something that the council can look at, like Hamilton, what Hamilton's got to offer, what Myena's got to offer, and as well as the central council one, but maybe the other towns outside Bothwell. If the council could look at it at some stage.
It probably goes back to where Councillor Archer said if it was a larger tent, you could include that sort of information. So I guess the larger tent would be the better way to go.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, we do have the visitor centre there. Mm. So whether or not, I think it's a great idea. The only thing is, see, even Hatch were coming and then the last minute had to pull out.
Yeah.
So I think that, that's the other thing is that we'd have to, we'd be welcoming of expanding in any way, but we'd have to be careful that we didn't, because, you know, as you all know, the Lions Club members are often the CWA members who are often the Bunnies, who are often the Cricket Club. And so we do have a lot of that over the weekend where someone's wearing three or four different voluntary hats as well.
Councillor Machen.
Look, on a related to Councillor Miller's query, I'd love to get a better understanding about where people stop within our LGA, where visitors stop. Is there a data source for that?
No, I don't believe that there is actually.
The Google kind of peak traffic type stuff, that doesn't really cut the mustard, does it?
So do you mean in terms of when they're travelling through the area?
That's right.
I mean, we know that at Bothwell's very popular because of the amazing bathroom facilities that we have as a stop.
Yeah.
So we definitely know that confidently, but the geo-tracking, I don't know that anyone has done that.
There's no other measurement. Councillor Hall, I have had this conversation saying Bothwell's probably good for 3/4 of an hour, and this is why we'd like to see developments here that get 3/4 of an hour to, you know, an hour and a half and a meal included. But there are other places too. I mean, I'd love to see the figures, for example, for Derwent Bridge. You know, I'm really concerned about us supporting those there. I mean, the staggering numbers that go through the wall, I guess we could approach them and find out. The National Parks Centre there, but it's very disparate. I was hoping there was a more centralised source of insight to those.
No, but I think that the Destination Southern Tasmania under Alex Heroy, they actually they have a project. It hasn't started yet, but they have been given some state government money to actually do some research. So it's like a stock take of the Central Highlands to see what we have, what we don't have, and what we need potentially. And so if they, and I haven't read the parameters of this particular project, but I would imagine that as part of that, they're going to want to know where the traffic is going.
Yes.
You know, and also I completely agree with you, David, how long they're staying there and what's holding us there.
Mm.
And it's tricky. I mean, I've been in small business, so you carry a big load, but at the same time, you can't be the only one either. But if there's not enough business coming through, then you can't pay the bills. Mm. So finding that balance, it'd be interesting to see the difference with Oatlands, for instance, now that Callington Mill is there as a draw card, as to whether or not the rest of the town has found that their sales have increased or the patronage has risen.
We're on the cusp of developing a 10-year plan, strategic plan, so some sort of concrete insights about where the demand is, where the visitor demand is, I think would be helpful for us in forming that strategic plan.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Okay, Councillor, all right.
I'm sure this happens anyway, or I hope it does. The Bushfest was the best on plan for a number of years, so that's good. But is there any way, let's say the Hamilton Show Society can leverage your skills and your list to, because we've got to make good public events across the whole municipality rather than just one at Bothwell.
That would be business of the show committee, I think.
No.
What's the question?
I'm saying is that, and we've got the deputy mayor of the show here, so what I'm saying is that is there any way that the show committee can leverage your list of exhibitors? You give your exhibitors to the show committee.
What do you mean, Councillor? How do you...
No, well, just to get more activity around the whole municipality.
Yeah,
that's
the deal.
Share the information from one to another.
One thing that I have tried to do, and with respect, is I've tried to make sure that we're actually not cannibalising from the same, because...
not cannibalising, sorry?
Well, we're not... So, because of what I was thinking about before in regards to resources, we run the challenge of forcing people to choose. So I can't resource myself for... Hamilton Show, so I'm going
to I wasn't expecting that, but just to give your list of exhibitors to leave on so that she can ring them up or someone at the show. Just, I mean, surely the show committee and the Bushfest organisation can work closer together for two good events in the municipality rather than having two individual non-talking.
They are good events, but they're totally different events as well. Councillor, we hear Graham first?
Yeah, go ahead, Graham.
And Nadine, congratulations too on the runner. I can tell in your voice you're excited about the next one. And that's the question I want to ask is, the public facilities, the toilets and that type of thing, how did they cope this year? Was it all right? Because I'm thinking of, if it's going to keep growing... To plan ahead, I may need to look at a plug-in point for a transportable, ablution block or something like that. So how did it go this year? Was it
tied up? Thank you, first of all. Thank you. And second of all, so we actually did... I did actually increase our portaloos to help us to cope with the working dogs over in the Campbell's Field and also over in the car park. So we did increase a little bit. Speaking to facilities, though, as you know, Graham, because you dipped in last minute, and this is something that I've been talking with Stephen about, we do need to consider our capacity for camping and caravanning. We got a lot of... last minute inquiries about capacity, and we were able to pull together as a council, which we always do, and facilitate that, but I think we need a better plan because that just draws on our resources last minute and that's not how we want to work. So I agree with you, Graham. I think we need to consider that. And an ablution block would actually make the council operations job easier as well, because at the moment we spread them all over the place, whereas if we had those facilities positioned strategically, it's a one focus as well. So yeah, we can definitely look at
that. There's a possibility because the sewer lines over towards the road, over towards the nets. So, you know, someone like Tasbuild or someone like that, where we get a transportable and have a point already set up there, so we can set it over and plug in, and that way we can put it over, you know.
I mean, I wasn't made aware of any lines that sort of snaked out of the oval or anything like that.
I didn't see any,
but I did actually increase the number that we had for this year as well. So,
and the ones up near the top end on Campbell's, near Campbell's, were good.
Yes,
they were being used all the time.
Yeah,
but there wasn't a line up either.
No, neither in the rec room. I was really pleased with how much the clubhouse was used this year.
Yes.
I thought the clubhouse was, it's an excellent facility for us anyway, but it really felt like it got good foot traffic, and the feedback on, so I talked the school into having their barbecue there each day, and they emailed me the other day and said that they were pretty blown away by their takings of, and they just did a sausage sandwich. So I think then they were on the veranda of the clubhouse.
Because if we can, you know, as it gets closer to that thing again, you know, putting it out there, like someone like Tasville, which are, you know, Tasmanian owned, backed and all that type of thing, you know, a little bit of, put it on there and you can, you know, use your advertising and that type of thing.
Councillor Cassidy, thank you for waiting.
No, it's okay. I was going to really suggest to Jim, if I may, Jim, to put in a notice of a motion that we could workshop this Hamilton show in the future with Nadine's inclusion and as many councillors as available. So we could do that, possibly next year. This way we could all get together.
Well, maybe for the show.
But this is not
in terms of amalgamation.
That's not my point. I know where you're going with that. I'm just saying that if we can include Nadine, get her insight, I think that's probably a subject that's best left to a workshop. If you could put in a notice of motion for that.
So it probably should be early in the new year because the Hamilton show will start happening.
It's already started.
Yeah. Councillor Miller, you had your hand up.
Yes, I was saying that people be aware that at the moment with the Hamilton show, grounds itself are pretty well stacked stall holders and everything else. So grounds are really a premium at the moment. But you've also got to remember that it's an agricultural show compared to a bush fest.
Yeah.
And I don't think, looking around, I don't think, apart from like with the bikes that you had for the kids, that would be fantastic to bring something like that into the show. That would be about the only thing because it's set up for agricultural more so than that.
We still have the shooting competition.
Yeah, all right.
Now the shooting's still there.
Thank you. Any other comments around the table? I just want to thank you so much, Nadine, for the job you've done.
Thank you.
And doing. And I think we all, as councillors, we are very grateful for your work. I mean, you've built it up, it's building up. And the other thing is, I guess we need to think about it in budget deliberations to give you a couple more dollars, so to speak.
Yeah. Look, I can suggest some ways in which we can maybe softly or gently generate some additional revenue, but it goes back into presenting and staging Bushfest in a way that everyone's grateful when they come. You can bring a family of four people and we've worked it out. You can probably have a day's activities for $40 or less, and that's the absolute maximum, and that's eating and drinking something and enjoying yourself, and that's almost unheard of.
We should get that message out there.
Definitely, I agree with you, Councillor Cassidy, I completely agree.
The mind's ticking over quite fast at the moment, if you say getting that word out. The first thing that came to mind was one of the radio stations that have their car. They do them through the weekend, have their car up there and their tents up there and telling everybody on the radio that that's where they are and that type of thing.
Yeah, we've done that in the past. With the relationship that we have with Triple M, having Tubes there as our MC, I don't know if anyone got to listen, but on the Monday morning, he went back into the studio and this was unbeknownst to me. It was not planned at all. And he spoke for about 7 minutes about how amazing Bushfest was. The superlatives that he used, the compliments that he used, I can't even tell you how much that would be worth to us. So I think that having his One of the other things that we are planning to do next year is actually a media launch of the event midway through next year, which we'll partner with DST, and Jubes has already offered to actually front that media doorstop for us. So, you know, I think that that engagement is very important to us. I worry about the radio station. It costs a lot of money having it there. And the other thing is that Bothwell isn't necessarily, it's still perceived as quite a distance out of town, and it's not necessarily the place that you go in the spur of the moment. So I don't know what benefit, and I'm not an expert, but I just don't know what benefit we get. I think the radio gets more benefit being there than we do. That's all. And I'm happy to break, you know, workshop that with anybody. As I said, I'm not an expert, but I just feel like that's not the best value for our dollars.
All right, well, if there's no other questions, and we'll just thank you very much, and I think you're very deserving of an applause. Thank you very much, Dan, and we'll look forward to the next one.
Yes.
All righty. So, in saying that, there's no other business?
No.
I shall say thank you and close the meeting at 11:35.
Right, it's very simple.